You know, my case was going to be similar, but a 42-year-old nurse who had two young children who actually presented with a disease that defied imagination, who had rapidly progressive disease and actually presented with lactic acidosis,
wow.
Which I've never seen before in colon cancer. In fact, I was so doubtful of it, she had a primary colon, and I asked them to re-biopsy the liver lesions to make sure there wasn't a small cell component. This is how aggressive it was. I just treated her with FOLFOX. She had a bilirubin of 5. She had an ongoing acidosis. And I was afraid if she had any toxicities whatsoever, that was going to be that. This is just a few months ago. And she had actually treated her at 10 days. So we treated her and treated her again at 10 days. It was like a kinetic failure of colon cancer. And at least now, after 4 cycles, her CEA went from 10,000 to 3,000. She's got out of the hospital. We treated her in the hospital because she had a lactic acidosis requiring bicarb drip.
Who is it from, the lactic acidosis?
Well, we assume it may be overwhelming liver involvement, but we speculate that she may have some inborn error of metabolism or some inherent kidney defect that explained it, because I've just never seen it before. But it resolved, so it clearly had something to do with the cancer.
And again, were there things that have happened these last few months?
Well, again, she's only 2 months into it, but she's a nurse. She gets it entirely, but she's just savoring every moment she has with her young children. She went to Lake Tahoe last week. Her kids had never seen the snow, so she took her kids to the snow. So I agree with Axel. I mean, this is a lady who's got not a good prognosis. We're not going to kid ourselves that this response is going to be durable. But, you know, an example where you give them a chance to fill out some of their wish list.